Log Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us tonight. This is CJ Savage. I am a certified hypnotherapist, and I have been since 1991. I was certified by the International Association of Counselors and Therapists through the state of Florida. I resigned as a mental health specialist in 1993 while working for the state of Illinois for the Department of Mental Health. We're going to talk tonight about what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you through the steps to actually help you to achieve your goal. And in the last session, we just finished up on the universal laws. And the seven of these universal laws that you need to understand and use to your benefit to create the life that you want. It is very important to understand the universal laws if you want to learn to work with them instead of have them work against you. When you understand these universal laws and you learn to work with these laws, you can gain control over your life. Or you don't understand these laws and you will live by default and you will feel like a victim of circumstance. These laws work all the time for everyone, whether you believe it or not. There is much evidence that these laws are real. They work for everyone in every universe all the time, but there is not a shred of evidence that these laws do not exist. Just as sure as the law of gravity works all the time, if you can understand the concept of gravity, whatever goes up is going to come down. Well, there are many universal laws, 12 major universal laws, but in these universal laws, there's just a few here that if you can learn to work with them and understand them, you can literally improve your life immensely and create the life that you want. You can achieve goals and dreams, or you can struggle all your life and try to get there. It's like trying to get in the car with no road signs, no compass, and trying to go from one city to another without having any map or any directions or any road signs. Will you get there? Well, you probably will eventually if you just keep trying. You'll probably finally struggle your way over there. But, you know, if you knew how to get there and you had a map and direction, you would get there very easily, and the whole drive would be of ease and of joy. Now, you attract into your life everything that you're getting without exception. So many people don't believe this. They don't want to believe this, but it is a fact. Some of you are saying, I would not have attracted this into my life. But you are doing it by default when you don't understand our universal laws or live by them. Your thoughts are things. Your world around you, your outer world, is a reflection of your inner world. You know, it took me a long time for me to really, truly understand that concept for a long time. Your outer world, your circumstances, what goes on around you, what is going on in your life is nothing but a mere reflection of your inner world. And I know I'm hearing you say, but I would not have attracted this into my life. So how does this all work? Well, you as a being, you're a human being, are a creator of your life and your experiences. You are pure energy, always creating, either consciously or unconsciously, but you are still creating. Most people focus on lack, limitations, worries, fears, with emotion. They do it with emotion. You will attract that which is in harmony of those emotions that you're holding within you. Does that sound familiar to any of you out there? There are only two kinds of emotions, those that feel good and those that feel bad. You can control those emotions so that you always feel good. With good emotions, so that when you are feeling good, your emotions are in harmony with what your intentions are. When there is negative emotions, meaning you're feeling badly, you are miscreating. You can deliberately create what it is that you want. You get what you think about, guaranteed. Be very clear with what you want. Most people do not know what they want. You cannot have until you do. You cannot do until you can be. You are to be, then you can do, and then you can have. When you really understand that, it will make sense to you. When you have an actual, very clear goal, when you know what you want, that phrase there will make sense to you. The most powerful law of the universe in all the universes is the law of attraction. So if you want to be healthy, you are to be healthy in your mind and believe that you're healthy, and you're thinking health, being healthy, wanting to get healthy before you can do it. And before you can have real health, you have to be it within. Does that make sense? There's an example. So first you have to know what you want. You have to be very clear what you want. But the most powerful law of the universe, and in all the universes, is the law of attraction. Those who speak mostly of illnesses have more of it. Those who speak more of poverty have more of it. Those who speak of prosperity have more of it. You must learn to focus consciously on what you do want and not on what you don't want. Most people focus mostly on what they don't want, with their fears and worries and thoughts of limitations. Does that sound familiar to any of you? First, consciously decide what you want. Now, I've tried to tell you how to gain control of your life, your circumstances, your health, your finances, etc. And I may tell you something many times in many different ways, but eventually something is going to ring a bell and you're going to get it. This information may take some people longer to absorb or to understand than others. Some of you will get it, and some of you, I may say the same thing in different ways, and suddenly you finally get it. The bell goes off, and then you get it. I've given you some exercises. In the past sessions that we've done here, I've given you some exercises to do to help you to start working with the universal laws. And we're going to continue to add exercises every time. So if you've just joined in and you don't know what those exercises are, all of these sessions are recorded. And you can simply go back to blogtalkradio.com/ the power of the superconscious mind. And then go to the archives of the episodes. And you can start with the first one and go through the exercises that we've been talking about doing. Now, to get into harmony with the universe or the one universal power, or God, or whatever you're comfortable calling it, I personally refer to it as God or the universe. But to keep this more neutral for everyone here, I'm going to refer to it as universe. Anyway, to get into harmony with the universe, you must start with forgiveness. You have to forgive anyone and everyone that has ever caused you any harm or pain. And I really mean this, too. I mean, you have to do this. This isn't optional. This isn't, maybe I will, maybe I won't. When I say forgive, I mean really forgiving from the heart. Every time you remember someone that caused you any harm or pain, ask the universe to help you to forgive them. And say it out loud. Say it with passion. Don't just say the words. Say it, I forgive so-and-so for any pain or harm that they have ever caused me. And don't just say the words, I forgive so-and-so for whatever pain or harm they caused me. It doesn't work like that. Just say it like you mean it. Say it with all your heart. And if it doesn't feel like you mean it, say it over and over until you feel like you do. But what will happen is when you do say it from the heart and you do say it like you mean it, you will start to heal. And you will start becoming in harmony with the universe, which means you will be able to work and create the life that you want. You'll be able to work with the universal laws. You cannot hold grudges and have hate for people and then say, oh, God bless me. You know, I just accept all these blessings, but I just put out all this hate towards this person or thing or whatever it may be. If you say it over and over, you finally will mean it. And if you're having trouble with it, write it out on a paper. It will release a lot of negative energy within your own physical being. Say it over and over until you feel like you mean it. Say it until you feel like you're saying it from your heart. And if you have tears come to your eyes, then you are receiving a healing. When tears start to pour out uncontrollably, then you are starting to heal. But keep saying it until you feel it, and you'll feel a peace come over you, and you'll feel a healing that starts to begin within you. I promise. You cannot go through life holding a grudge or holding hate and expect to have good health or great wealth or have peace, love, and harmony in any area of your life. Then once you forgive, you realize you're forgiving all those who have ever caused you any pain. You have to then tell yourself, you've got to forgive yourself. Tell yourself as if you mean it with all your heart. If your name is Tom, you say, I love you, Tom. I am sorry, Tom. Please forgive me, Tom. Thank you. And again, say it with all your heart. And say it out loud. Say it until you mean it, but say it at least several times. Tell yourself you love yourself as if you're talking to a third person. If your name is Tom Jones, I love you, Tom Jones. I am sorry, Tom Jones. Please forgive me, Tom Jones. Thank you. And it might even feel a little strange the first time you do that. But again, you will feel a healing. Say that until you feel the peace within yourself. Write it down. Release in the negative energy that you're holding within yourself. It is very powerful. And it's a very simple thing to do. Why not take 3 or 4 minutes and do it out of your life? Now, the one most powerful universal law is the law of attraction. And within that law is the law of deliberate creation, which means you attract into your life what you think about. Your thoughts are things, real things, creating things. When I say creating things, it is now a scientific proven fact that your thoughts are things, which literally goes out and penetrates space out there. It permeates, penetrates all space in the universe. And your thoughts literally, they've already now realized that your thoughts literally travel as far as 250,000 miles. That's a long ways. Your thoughts are actually made up of atoms and molecules manifesting to that space in the universe, which means that you are creating things with your thoughts. You are a person made up of pure energy. You're a powerful human being that has the power of choosing your thoughts, your conscious thoughts, in your daily waking hours. I know you're saying, but these thoughts, they just flood in. They're uninvited. I can't help what I think. They just come in. My mind is just flooding with thoughts all the time. But you see, if that is the case, then you have no control. But you can learn to control those thoughts. You can learn to control your thoughts. Start by stopping all the negative thoughts. That's the first thing you need to do, is cut out all of the negative thoughts, the negative thinking, which also then you're cutting off negative emotions and negative feelings. Stop the negative thoughts by wearing a rubber band and you fling it every time you think or say anything negative. Let everyone around you know that you're wearing a rubber band to stop the negative thoughts, to break that bad habit of negative thinking, negative speaking, and have them support you and help you. Maybe they'll fling the rubber band in case you forget to. Maybe it will help them to stop negative thoughts, negative thinking, negative talking as well. But stop feeding that negative input into those memory banks. Once you get anything into those memory banks, you can't get it out. Just stop all the negative thoughts, all the negative thinking, and you, it's like people who make you feel worse. Pay attention and start taking inventory of who makes you feel better and who makes you feel worse. If that one person, it seems like almost every time you talk to them or you're around them, they bring you down or they talk crap about how crappy the world is and how crappy the economy is. And people that make you feel worse or bring you down, then maybe you should just plan to stay away from them for like 30, 60, or 90 days and just be really busy for a while. Because they're like big crap magnets. If that's all they talk about is negative stuff. TV is very negative. And I will say that there is a lot of good information on the TV. But there's far more negative than there is positive. So if you watch TV, be very careful what you watch. Because the TV is a great hypnotizer. It hypnotizes people more than anything. When you believe what you see and hear, you've been hypnotized. The news is very negative. And if you want to be depressed and angry and upset and worried and full of fear, then the TV will certainly do it. And if you're not getting enough negative programming there, just watch the news. That will do it. Newspapers, etc. You know, cut out the TV. Cut out the negative people in your life. Cut out the news. You will be cutting out all the negative feelings, the negative thoughts, and so on. If you have a desire or a goal that you want to reach, you're not going to get it by watching the news and horror shows and bloody murders and all that kind of thing. To reach your goal, to reach any goal or desire, you need to start with no more than three goals that you really, really, really want. And when I say you really, really want, that means you have a burning desire for it. It's something that you think about a lot. It dominates your thinking. And when I say it dominates your thinking, that doesn't mean you fill your mind up with worry and fear on how you're not going to get it and what's going to happen if you don't have it and you don't get it, whatever the case may be. You've got to cut out all that negative thinking. When you're reaching for a goal, whether it's a financial goal or whether it's a health goal to be well, you don't plan your death. You don't build wheelchair ramps. You don't go out and buy the graveyard plot because you're just going to take yourself right into the grave. You know, if it's a financial goal, you don't worry about what's going to happen to you if you don't get that money. And are you going to be sued if you don't have the money? And are you going to lose everything if you don't come up with the money? Because that's not going to reach your goal at all. And you can reach any goal. You can reach any desire. You can have any amount of money that you really need because the universe provides for you everything that you really need. It doesn't matter whether it's a financial goal or whether it's a health goal or any other goal. You have to cut out the negative thinking, the negative speaking, the negative thoughts and feelings. You have to do that. And I know some of you are sitting there and go, well, how do you do that when things are so intense and so hard? Well, then you need to distract yourself and you need to focus totally on the positive, you know, using positive affirmations when you wake up in the morning, positive affirmations when you go to sleep at night, over and over and over, saying one affirmation over and over until you fall asleep. Write it out, positive thoughts. And when you do that and get away from all the negative, then it gets easier and easier to control those conscious thoughts, which then goes into the subconscious or that superconscious mind of yours, which is a direct connection to the universal power, the one universal power, or God, or the universe, whatever you want to call it. But you're then, when you get in touch with that universal power, you feel it, and you will reach the goal. You know, one of the universal laws, and this is a guaranteed fact, whatever your mind can conceive and believe, you will achieve. So, with that in mind, you first have to believe it. Well, you first have to want it. You know, whether it's a financial goal or whether it's a health goal, whatever it may be, you have to really want it. You have to have a burning desire for it. But you have to really, really want it. because and don't have any more than three goals. And I say three goals, no more than three. And the reason is you can put more energy into these goals that you have to make it more powerful and achieve it much easier and much quicker. And I say that if you're a beginner and you've never done this before, then it's best if you only have one goal that you focus on, put all of your energy into that goal, because too many goals and your energy is just going in too many directions, and each goal has such less power in it that it takes so long and may never achieve it because you just get so scattered out there. The hardest part really for anyone is not knowing what it is that you really, really want. But when you do know, it is a burning desire. You can't stop thinking about it. You only try to figure out how you're going to get it. Not if, but how. And you're determined. You become determined to get it. If you don't know what it is that you really want, if you just don't know, say over and over, use an affirmation, make this your affirmation. I want to know what it is I really, really want. I want to know what it is I really, really want. I want to know what it is I really, really want. Write it down on paper and write it several times and then let your thoughts flow. You'll finally, by the process of elimination, you might find that some of your goals is a small part of the big goal. Like, you know, you have bills and you have needs, and maybe your goal is, if you know what all that amounts to, what it adds up to, the bills, and something that you need, that you have to have, that you just got to have. You know, if you add those dollar amounts up, then maybe the one financial goal is, my financial goal is X amount of dollars. Well, there's a lot of power in writing it out, and there's even more power in writing it out, printing it in all capital letters, not cursive, but printing. And then you focus on what it is that you're writing. And then just you write it out, all capital letters, print it out, and then just let your thoughts flow, and whatever the thoughts are, then write it down. That is to figure out what it is that you really, really want. Now, some of you may already know what you want. So I'm going to cut this to the chase here, and I'm going to tell you what to do, how to do it to reach a goal. It's very simple, so pay very close attention, because I have done this numerous times, and when I finally mastered it, then I can achieve a small goal almost instantaneously, like magic. Your bigger goals, like anything in this world, everything has a gestation period. The bigger your goals, the more time it may take to achieve it. But your smaller goals can be almost instant. First, the first thing you have to do in order to really reach a goal, a desire, a need, you have to forgive. We talked about forgiveness. That's the law of forgiveness. That is one of the universal laws. You have to forgive. You cannot go through life with a grudge. It's a must, and you will heal, and it will help you more than anyone else. So if you have any grudges, let's just start letting them go for the fun of it. Let's just forgive everyone. Just try it out, you know, say let's just forgive them for like 90 days. Really feel it, think it, talk it, and see how it works out for you. So you're going to forgive. Second thing you have to do is you're going to have to shut out as much of that negative energy out of your life as you possibly can until you feel good. Now, we are not totally immune to negative energy, but you do have enough control that you can shut out most of that negative energy out of your life by speaking only positive, thinking positive thoughts, talking positive until you feel good. Remember, there's only two emotions, ones that feel good and ones that feel bad. If someone is causing you to feel badly a lot, then you are feeling negative energy, creating negative energy, and you're sending out negative energy out into the universe, which will match like energy and attract it back to you, and you will be living by default. So you want to feel good most of the time. I know you're not, no one's going to feel great, really good 100% of the time. We have those moments or times, but you can always bring yourself out of it. You have to work at it sometimes, but you can. So you want to feel good most of the time. It's important to feel good emotions, creating positive energy, sending that positive energy out into the universe, which brings you back good energy. It matches like energy out into the universe, brings you back good energy. Doesn't that sound better than bringing back negative energy, wondering why all this bad stuff just keeps happening to you? Third thing, use affirmations and say them, feel them, write them, command them. And we're going to talk about just how to do these, how to work with these affirmations. If you need help in guiding your thoughts, your conscious thoughts, write good, positive affirmations. Stick them up where you're going to see them. Stick them up everywhere you go. Wherever you go, stick them up. They're little positive affirmations. And these affirmations, whatever they are, they're going to be directly related to your goal. Or they may be actually your goal. We're going to give you some examples here in just a minute. But you just stick them up where you will see them and you will read them wherever you go. They're going to literally guide your conscious thoughts. So if your mind starts wandering and old memories come forth or whatever, suddenly you look at your little post-it note and it says, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. It's like, oh yeah. So you start saying that over and over. A positive thought is 1,000 times more powerful than a negative thought. So if a negative thought does come into your mind, and it can, and it will, and it may happen at first when you still don't have 100% control, but if it does, just override it with a positive thought. And that negative thought will literally disappear. It will literally, out in the universe, it disappears. Remember, your thoughts are things. So you can just zap it with that positive thought. So you're going to literally just post them wherever you go to guide your thoughts so that you'll soon realize that the habit of letting your mind be randomly flooding with these negative thoughts just simply stops. You will start to get control, and that's what you want. You want control over your conscious thoughts. Now, if you have a financial need, a real need, and when I say a need or desire or goal, I'm not talking about, this is not a wish or just a want. A wish is, oh, I wish I had $10 million. Why? Well, what are you going to do with it? Well, I'm sure if you had $10 million, you'd find some things to do with it. But is that a burning desire? No, it really can't be. You know why it can't be? It's only a wish. Because do you think about it day in and day out and what's going to happen? You know, what you're going to do with it? It's not a want. It's a real need. Here's an example. Here's an example of a burning desire. You know, whatever your desire is, you will write the reasons why you want it. And you've got to have real, valid, deep-hearted reasons why you want it. Otherwise, it's nothing more than a wish. Okay? Here's an example of a real desire. This man, his name is John, he gets a letter from the bank that his note's due, and it has to be paid within 3 days. Well, first of all, he got the letter. He didn't open it, didn't see it. When he finally did open it, it's a letter that's calling his note in. He'd forgotten all about it. Now it's due in 3 days, so he thinks, well, I'll call the bank and renew it again. He called the bank and told them that he didn't have the $10,000, and he didn't know if he could come up with it in 3 days. That was going to be a little difficult. Well, they tell him, you have to. You have to have it in here by 2 o'clock on Thursday. That's when we close the books at the end of the year, on the 30th of December. If you don't have it in here by 2 o'clock, it's out of our hands. We turn it over to the attorney, and they will bring legal action against you. So you say, well, I'll do what I can. I'll do the best I can. And they said, there isn't any options. You bring the $10,000 into the bank by 2 o'clock on Thursday. So now John has a desire for $10,000. It's not a wish. It's not a want. It's a burning desire that lays on his mind literally for the next 3 days. And so for the first day, he calls and makes a lot of phone calls and tries to borrow the money He can't borrow it. He can't get it borrowed in the nick of time. It's at the end of the year. Nobody wants to loan the money. He can't get it. So now that first day is gone. Now he's down to 48 hours. So he decides to apply this technique that I'm trying to teach you here, that I'm trying to get into your mind so you understand it. He takes out a piece of paper. Pay very close attention, because this is what you'll do. He is sweating bullets. He has a burning desire. He has a need, a real need for $10,000, or he's going to have legal action brought against him, which he knows which will cause problems with the family, with all kinds of things. It's just a domino effect of all the problems it's going to create him. So he takes out a piece of paper and he prints this out in all capital letters, and he writes it very slowly, fully concentrating on what he's writing. He says, I want my note at X bank paid in full now, period. I don't know how my note at X bank is paid in full now, comma. I only know it is now. I only know it is paid now, and I am fulfilled. Again, he writes, I want my note at X bank paid in full now. I don't know how my note at X bank is paid in full now. I only know that it is paid in full now, and I am fulfilled. Now, when you write, I don't know how, that just literally zaps out all the negative thoughts. It takes away all the worries and all the fears. It lets your superconscious mind, you don't know how that's going to be paid. You only know, it says, I only know it is now paid, and I am fulfilled. You're confirming that it's done. Now, he writes this out 15 times. He starts feeling better. Starts actually feeling positive about it. Feels good. But he also uses this as his affirmation. And over the next 48 hours, he wrote this out many, many times, until one day he literally has this peace come upon him. I say one day, the next day, he has this peace come upon him. And when he went to sleep the night before he was to be in the bank on Thursday, he went to sleep saying this affirmation over and over and over, until he just had this really strange feeling. He falls asleep while he's saying the affirmation. I want the note. I want my note at X Bank paid in full now. I don't know how my note at X Bank paid is paid in full now. I only know that it is paid in full now, and I am fulfilled. So the next morning, what he realizes, when you have this clearing, it's called a clearing. When you say something like this over and over, you are saying it with your conscious mind, with your conscious thought. You're in control of this conscious thoughts, this conscious thinking, which by saying it over and over and writing it out very slowly, what happens literally is there is a brainwave change in the mind, where you're going from the delta now into the alpha, into the theta. And you just simply sit there in a relaxed state, totally focused on your sentence, on your desire, and you're putting that into the superconscious mind, that higher consciousness. You're literally connecting to that universal power, and you feel it. You will actually literally feel it. You may feel a peace come over you. You'll feel a sensation, though, within you. And what happens is, when this does, in something like this, the worries and the fears disappear. Totally disappear. So he gets up the next morning. It's on Thursday. He gets up the next morning, and he's thinking, I don't have the money, but I don't have any fears or worries either. So he doesn't know what else to do. He goes into the bank, walks in, and explains to the banker he doesn't have the money. He couldn't get it. He did try his very best to come up with the money for the note, but he just didn't. Then he explains, which actually happened in his writing out his affirmations and saying the affirmations, he had came up with a solution in his mind, how it would be paid. So he explains to the banker that he will sell one of his properties, and if he would just simply renew the note, as the banker explained to him that he absolutely wouldn't do, that he would have the money to pay that within, say, 60 days or so. And so the banker sits there and says, okay, well, based upon that, I will pay this note today if you will sign this note and renew it. He couldn't believe his ears. His note just got paid. He said over and over, I don't know how my note at the bank is paid in full now. I only know that it is. And it was. And on that day, on Thursday, the banker literally put the money into his account, electronically pulled it out, paid that note, and wrote him a new note for it. So it was, he started with a new note, which he then had 90 days to get paid. Now, the first sentence you're going to write what you want in capital letters, focusing, concentrating, believing that it is being paid somehow. No negative thoughts here. You're not even going to have a chance. You're not going to even have a chance to let those negative thoughts come into that mind because you're writing it out in capitals, focusing on what you're writing. You have to write real slow. Just don't write as fast as you can. Just write it out in capital letters, printing your letters, concentrating on what it is that you're thinking. You'll have no room for negative thoughts here. Writing this will keep out the negative thoughts. The second sentence that you write, simply, I don't know how, blank, now, I only know that it is now, and I am fulfilled. And there you're taking away all the fears, all the worries, all the negative thoughts, and you're letting the universe simply take over and take control. If it's something as intense as something like this, I would strongly recommend that you write it 15 times or until you feel a clearing. And that clearing is a peace. It's a sensation of peace where the fear and the worry just disappears. And when fear and the worry is gone, the universe has taken control. The universe, God, or whatever you want to call it, is now in control. And you can know with absolute confirmation it's being taken care of. It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference how. Just know that it will be. You can use that as an affirmation when you go to bed. Just simply say that affirmation over and over, whatever your goal is. That two sentences, say it over and over until you fall asleep. And it simply worked. Okay. But when the worry and the fear is gone, you have a clearing, and then that's when a miracle happens. Guaranteed. It works every single time. A miracle will happen. You're using that power of that super conscious mind of yours, which is a direct connection to the universal power, the one universal power that is within you. Okay. You are controlling your conscious thoughts here, and in a relaxed manner, feeling relaxed while sitting or writing or lying down, and repeating your affirmations with your eyes closed, you're sending it into that subconscious mind or the superconscious mind. I refer to it as the superconscious mind because that's what it is. Or you may call it your source mind. Some people refer to it as the source mind or the universal mind, the universal power. And it finally accepts it. And when it does, you will feel it. You will feel it with emotion. And it will come to be. Okay? Now, this is an actual event that happened, and it was a note that was rolled over, of course, a couple of times already. So when the banker said that there was absolutely no way that he could renew it again, it had to be paid. By applying this technique, the universe took over. Okay? He did say he had never felt that way before. And normally, if something became due in the past, he would usually be sweating bullets and thinking the worst in the situation, and then the worst may come forth. So that doesn't ever do anybody any good, right? Okay. And this works every time. if you simply follow this technique. You start with conscious thoughts, send it into your subconscious mind, also known as your superconscious mind, which sends it into that feeling it, sending it into the body, which, remember, the mind is the spiritual part of you. It is in every cell of your being, and every cell of your being has its own intelligence. So if you say something over and over and over and over with a burning desire, feeling it with emotion, and you send that with that conscious thoughts repeatedly saying it over and over, you're going to send it into every cell of your being, which means it goes into that subconscious mind. It goes into each and every cell of your being, into each intelligence, and when each cell with its own intelligence accepts it, it will just come to be. Does that make sense to you yet? Now, anyone can do this for anything, but you must have a burning desire. It's not just a wish. It's something that you really want. Something you have this burning desire for that you believe that you can have it. It's not a wish or a want. It's something that you believe that you can have. If you have a desire to achieve, you have a desire to achieve it somehow, some way. You don't know how, but you're always trying to figure out how you're going to get it. Thinking about it constantly, it's a thought that dominates your conscious thoughts. And it works every time without fail, guaranteed. However, do not use this for anything that goes against man, nature, or God. Meaning, if it is a goal where someone would get hurt, or nature is destroyed, or it goes against God, or God's laws in any way, shape, or form, you will only hurt yourself. It will be a fast way to destroy yourself. Which brings to mind that little classic cartoon, the little man, he's on his knees, and he's praying, says, God, just kill my worst enemy. May God strike him down right now, and then lightning strikes the little man that's praying. Don't be that little guy. Whatever your desire or goal is, it must be for the good or for the betterment of everyone concerned. Also, this works for health issues just the same. There is no illness or disease that can't be cured. The sickest body can reach perfect health, and that is a fact. That's what most people call, oh, it was a miracle. Of course it was a miracle. You know what? The first thing that has to happen when a person is very sick, and I don't care what the disease or the illness or anything else, it doesn't matter what that person has. The very first thing that has to happen here is the person has to make up their mind that they want to beat it. They have to have a burning desire to get well. They're thinking all the time on how to get well and not how sick they are, or what their health problems are. And I know that sometimes that's very intense and it's very difficult to do. But there is one affirmation. I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. That if you use that affirmation over and over and over, even the it's a documented case, the most severely deformed boy at the age of 13 started using that affirmation and literally became a normal, standing, walking, healthy, normal, perfectly healthy man when was once crawling on the floor because it was so deformed. He was so deformed he could not walk. You can fill your mind with positive affirmations and focus on the positive even when, no matter how sick you are, no matter how bad you feel, no matter how diseased or ill or whatever the case may be, you can reach perfect health. The sickest body, that is a fact. That is a universal law. And that is a proven scientific fact. The sickest body can reach perfect health. But you have to first make up your mind and decide that you're going to beat it. You have to have a burning desire to want to live, to get well. That's most of it right there. That's the biggest part of it right there. You have to want to get well, and you can, no matter what your health status may be. However, if you're constantly thinking and focusing on how sick you're going to get, and how, if you plan that when you're sicker, you're going to get this, or you're going to build a wheelchair ramp for when you can't walk, and get that grave site box so when you're dead, you have a place to put the body. And you know what? That will not ever help anyone get better. So if you can focus on the positive affirmation, just a positive affirmation, and use hypnosis, all thoughts, all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. We are constantly hypnotizing ourselves every single minute of every single day, and every single thought and word is a prayer. So if you say something over and over enough, you can convince yourself of it, whatever it may be. You can convince yourself that you're sick, or you can convince yourself that you're well. However, you say it consciously. It may be just the affirmation, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. And you say it until you say it with passion. You think it over and over. Use it as an affirmation, repeating it over and over, repeating it feverishly in your mind. Saying it over and over as an affirmation as you go to sleep. Saying it when you're waking up in the morning. Saying it to fill that idle thought, that idle mind. However, if you live with someone, a spouse or family member or girlfriend or whatever they may be, that speaks and talks and thinks constantly negative and how sick you are and how bad you look and how much worse you're going to get and how we need to do this and we need to do that for when you're dead and when you're sicker and worse off, that person isn't going to do you any good. And if that person really wanted you to get well, they would be giving you all the support that you need in thinking and speaking and talking and acting positive all the time. And you know what? Even if you don't believe that they're going to get better, if that spouse could just play a game for 30, 60, or 90 days in pretending that person's getting better, if everyone pretends that person's getting better and keep thinking and speaking and talking and feeling positive about that person getting better, you know what's going to happen? That person will get better. That person will get stronger every day. I've seen people who have had, and I've worked with people who have had cancer. The doctor's given them a very short time to live. And what did they do? They got better and better and stronger every day by simply using hypnosis. And if you can't think those thoughts, then put on a CD. Use one of my CDs and put it on and simply play it over and over and trick that subconscious mind and every cell of your being into believing that you are getting better. And then the body starts healing itself because within your body, you have the state-of-the-art pharmacy that can heal anything, repair anything, no matter how sick you are. So just for the kicks of it, if it's a health issue, then simply start thinking and speaking and feeling more positive, thinking that you're getting well. Pretend you're getting better. And what will happen is you will really get better. If you need help in this and you can't control your conscious thoughts and you're not getting yourself better on your own with your own thoughts and thinking, you can go to my CDs for whether it's finances or health or whatever your goals may be. You can go to CD Baby, that's C as in Carol or Charlie, D as in David, Baby, that's cdbaby.com/artist, A-R-T-I-S-T, / Cheryl J. Savage. So that's www.cdbaby, that's C is like in Charlie, D is in David, baby.com/artist/ Cheryl J. Savage. And that's CHERYLJSAVAGE. Cheryl is spelled with a C and not an S. So it's cdbaby.com/artist/ Cheryl J. Savage. And if you go to that site there, you will see some of the CDs. Also, there's another site you can go to. It's the same thing, cdbaby.com/artist/ CJ Savage. And that is the financial, has the financial CDs. When you go in there, you can click on view under the picture on the CD. And then you can click on preview, and you can get free samples of all the different tracks, or go to the bottom of that CD where it lists all the tracks and click preview all songs. that you can use the hypnosis for anything to literally guide your thoughts into helping you to achieve the desires that you want, whether it's the money and becoming wealthy or whether it's become healthy and achieve perfect health. I have two that's phenomenal that I use no matter whether it's an injury or if I get sick. I have two, and I have one called General Healing of Health Problems, which is on CD Baby, and it's on Amazon. And actually, I'm not sure that CD Baby's got that one uploaded yet, but that's on Amazon. General Healing of Health Problems, and also Achieve Perfect and Radiant Health. Whenever I have anything that goes wrong, I simply alter those. I'll listen to one, then the other, and no matter what I've had go wrong with me, I've not had anything that I couldn't fix or heal within a day. I've been injured, and I've used those. It might have taken me 4 hours to repair, but I've repaired it, an injury. The mind is extremely powerful, and your thoughts may be and may feel like they're very subtle. They may feel like subtle thoughts, but your thoughts are very powerful. So be careful what you think, because your thoughts are things that is going out there permeating, penetrating all space in the universe. And if you need help, if you need any help, or if you have any questions, you can email me at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. You can email if you have any questions or comments, or if you need any help, you can email me at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. That's thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. Or if you have something urgent, you can call me at 217-473-5412. 217-473-5412. And if you get my voicemail, just please leave a message and be sure you leave your area code, and I will call you back as soon as I possibly can. And I thank you for joining us tonight. And I will just say this, I'll see you in your dreams. Thank you.